And welcome back on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM, both proud members of the Husker Radio Group. Glad to welcome in Stuart Simpson joining us. Stuart, of course, is the Director of Finance and Operations for the North Platte Public School District. Stuart, it's always good to see you.
Thank you very much for having me today.
Now, Stuart, I invited you in the studio to talk about some big news that's caught traction here throughout the past week or so, as the Legislature's Education Committee and their chairperson, Senator Lynn Walz, out of the Fremont area, has unveiled a new proposal intended to provide predictable funding for K-12 public schools, and they're saying that this may also lower some property taxes for the state.
Yeah, I think, first of all, we need to take a step back and say that two people out of the Columbus area, the superintendent and their business director, were trying to put together a better formula that would alleviate property taxes and try to come up with a more stable funding for school districts. And we had been looking at that. Dr. Hanson, myself, and Skip Altec, board president, have been examining those numbers back in August and September. And it's just been developing over the course of the last 3 months, where Senator Walz did make an announcement last week in regards to this calculation of the funding formula. So their numbers were preliminary, you know, thinking more at a 30,000 level foot, trying to say, you know, this is what I think we could do to help fund schools and reduce property taxes. And then in that, with Senator Walz's help, asked NDE Finance to run the numbers and say, where would projection-wise be in regards to school districts, which for our purposes, seeing a dramatic decrease in the support on the property tax side and more support from the state level. But, you know, looking at Lincoln County in general, that's changing the whole concept for our other districts, such as Hershey, Sutherland, Wallace, Maxwell, where they then will be relying upon equalization aid, just like North Platte Public Schools is.
Okay.
So that everybody, we'll say, gets a piece of the pie in that regards and eliminate some other pieces of the formula.
Okay. And Stuart, can you tell us a little bit of background, too, about how administrators such as yourself receive this information? Do you receive it directly from Senator Walz, or how does this work for folks out there that may be curious?
Well, I think for Senator Walz, really, the senators request those calculations, and they can look at it. And then in the process, if they feel they want to share it, or as in this case, Senator Walz has been working with the superintendent from Columbus in regards to getting that information out. So in that, she was very proactive and sending it out to the various organizations. So for example, school boards for all of our board members, to Greater Nebraska Schools Association, which is what North Platte Public Schools is a part of. We received that information from our executive director. Other ones, such as our rural schools around us, received it from NERCSA. So they did it in a very organized way, where they sent it out to the organizations that needed it, and then in the process, they dispersed it to their members. So it wasn't a sort of mass email, but a consolidated sort of a joint effort in regards to everybody. And now we have the opportunity to look at not only what North Platte Public Schools is going to receive, but really across the state. But I guess from my purposes, we focus more on us.
Sure.
And we know no matter what, whatever the formula drives, a lot of times it could be from we're getting benefit from large, we're getting benefit from small, and we're in that sweet spot where we can hopefully see benefits for our patrons in the community.
Now, Stuart, did you receive this information late last week then?
Yeah, the official one from Senator Walz, we received it late last week. I think it was like on Friday when I was coming back from school boards. We received that information. I've been taking a look at it Monday and today. And so in that, we're able to at least say it's going to be a benefit for North Platte Public Schools. I know there's hurdles that Senator Walz is going to have to overcome as she proposes this, but I think no matter what, it was a groundswell support across Nebraska, from our rural districts to our large districts to everybody in between, saying if we can do something like this, everybody benefits, as well as it's not going to hurt anybody in the process. And we know there's a few districts that are going to, could take a loss, but they're going to hold harmless for 1 year. Okay. As the formula settles down. And I think that's the one thing that people need to realize, is that whatever formula is implemented, is we need to allow that at least 3 years to work out the kinks, work out the issues, work out what's going on.
Some of the growing pains and stuff.
Exactly. Thank you, Tristan. And the growing pains of with it. And then at that point in time, step back, take a look at it. But I think the legislature is also looking at a TEOSA commission to make sure that the formula is working accordingly. Okay. and evaluating it all the time.
Now, Stuart, what were your initial thoughts when you first heard these rumblings, and what are your thoughts now officially, now that you've had some concrete things to look at? I guess it's not entirely concrete, but I guess there's more black and white. There's more on paper now than ever before.
Right, right. I think no matter what, whether it was the beginning of the ones or now what Senator Walz is trying to look at, I feel that this is going to deliver some property tax relief. I think we have a couple of hurdles. Number one is, how is the sales tax going to be derived? Is it going to be pulling from one piece to another? Mm-hmm. Or is it going to be added on to? And I think that's one hurdle that she's going to have to overcome. But I think it's a positive hurdle, because if that's going to reduce property taxes and just put it on a use tax, then I see it as a benefit across the state. Everybody's helping education. And then the other piece is going back to how allocated income tax funds were to be implemented, which was at 20% of what, you know, we'll say North Platte patrons paid for our district. And so hopefully we can get those implemented. That'll be on the revenue chair. I think Linehan will be there and has to address, you know, if we take so much and put it back into schools, how are they going to make up that revenue otherwise? And if you know, this, we continually hear from the Economic Forecasting Board that we're doing well on receipts. Mm-hmm. In that, if that's the case, then obviously there's opportunity to pull from, put the money back toward education and still have the money to support what the state of Nebraska does.
Stuart Simpson joining us here on behalf of North Platte Public Schools. And Stuart, looking at this new potential formula, what's the steps that's going to be taken here in the near future for this to perhaps become official?
Well, you know, as we always talk here, it's when is the legislature starting? And thinking about it, we have about 6 weeks to go.
Okay.
And around the 1st of January, I think it's what, 4th, 5th, probably around the 6th of January. I haven't looked fully, but that'll be the first day of the legislature, and it's a short session because it's the second year of the biennium. Mm-hmm. So in that, we're going to be only 60 days. Obviously, at this point in time, Senator Walz is getting the bill ready to be proposed to the legislature. And there's a lot of process that has to go in. So no matter what, we have to remember that she's going to submit the bill in whatever process. They have 10 days to get it taken care of. And then from there, has to be, have a hearing at the education committee. Then from there, vote to take it out of committee to get to the floor. And then obviously three different levels before the bill is passed, or at least passed by the legislature. So for our purposes, it's not going to be the first week of January. You're going to see this carried through till March or even, sure, the 1st of April before we can even get it.
At the soonest.
At really. The soonest. And then the other piece that Senator Walz has to deal with is that if this is something that's going to happen, we'll have another bill in there that says, you know, state aid is going to be postponed until this goes into effect, or something goes into effect.
Okay.
Or until the legislature is done, and then in the process when it's completed, then state aid comes out, whatever form that is. So there's a lot of hurdles to go through to get to this, to get to property tax relief.
Is this the big thing that you and our Board of Education and administrators are paying attention to that's coming in the legislature? Is there anything else that's upcoming legislature that might be headline worthy at this point, Stuart?
Oh, I think there's some other rumblings out there, and we're right now we're listening to them. We don't know what's going to go on. This is probably the biggest piece from a revenue standpoint.
Sure. But there's an education standpoint a lot and of it too, right?
Yes. There's some other rumblings on some other fronts that could affect education, but we really haven't heard anything. And in that, once the legislature starts, and we're down here for the radio program, we'll be talking about all the bills that will be implemented and what people are thinking about when they're coming into the forefront.
Stuart, anything else you'd like to add today?
No, I just appreciate this. I know sometimes people are listening, and it's the same way with myself. You know, what's going to happen? Can we get this taken care of? And it's like we can't say because we don't know until it's fully passed mm-hmm. and they've tweaked the bill because, you know, as bills go through, amendments are attached, mm-hmm. and then at some point in time.
Concerns are brought up on the legislative floor that are things that the bill's author may not have thought about or things that you and I might not think about. There's a lot of diverse minds and diverse thought processes on the legislative floor.
Right, and I think no matter what, we'll watch the bill as it travels through the legislature. But I think people need to realize that, and we continually hear from the legislature, that the TEOSA is very complicated, and it has to be.
Mm-hmm. Not a one-size-fits-all.
No, because you can look at North Platte and you can say North Platte is not like Lexington.
No.
Or North Platte is not like Scotts Bluff, or North Platte is not like Hastings. We're all a unique community and we have unique needs based upon our diversity of our population. So we have to remember that this formula is trying to ebb and flow with those unique needs, but still, in the overall scheme of things, address property tax relief and support of whatever is going on in your school district. So please be patient because this formula is working. It's just now going to help patrons in the process with property tax relief.
Stuart, as always, we appreciate the time. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody over at the school district.
Well, thank you very much. And you here at the radio station, have a happy Thanksgiving.